He frowned at her. "What do you mean?" he asked, and the soft quality of his voice underwent a change. Her voice was full of angry tears when she answered him. "I should not want an erratic creature who puts horrid sentiments into indifferent verse. I repeat, I should want a man." His face went livid. "Do you know whom you are talking to?" he asked, raising his voice. "I am talking to Thornton Lynn," she said, breathing quickly. "The proprietor of Lynn Stores, the employer of Odette Ryder, who draws £3 every week from him." He was breathless with anger. "Be careful," he gasped. "Be careful. I am speaking to a man whose whole life is a reproach to the very name of man," she went on, speaking rapidly. "A man who is sincere in nothing, who is living on the brains and reputation of his father and the money that has come through the hard work of better men." "You can't scare me," she cried scornfully as he took a step towards her. "Oh yes, I know I'm going to leave your employment, and I'm leaving tonight." The man was hurt, humiliated, almost crushed by her scorn. This, she suddenly realised, and her quick woman's sympathy checked all further bitterness. "I am sorry I have been so unkind," she said in a more gentle tone. "But you rather provoked me, Mr. Lynn." He was incapable of...